Hello and welcome. You're listening to Stay You Boo with me, Meg.
And me, Sam. The podcast where we have a coffee and unashamedly discuss whatever comes to mind.
From taboo topics to navigating life as a millennial.
Imagine a coffee date.
Or brunch.
With your bestie, but with a whole load of tech involved.
So without further ado, let's get into it.
So today's topic is friendships. We want to talk about friendships, mainly our friendship and making friends and kind of how we go about doing that, maybe giving some tips, not that we're the experts in this.
No, not even close.
But we try, and I mean, we have friends, so we can't be doing too badly.
This is true. Sympathy. I think I just have very sympathetic people around me.
Oh, stop it.
But before we actually get into the topic, we're going for Combustion Chronicles again. This is our new segment where we decide whether something needs to be burnt, get rid of it, put it in the bin. And this week, if you follow us on Instagram, you'll have seen that our thing to discuss is friendship necklaces. You know those little ones that are like classically a heart and it's like broken in two pieces and you get one and your best friend gets one. I don't know. What do you think, Sammy?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I love them.
I love them too. I think they're great. They're so tacky and I love it.
So tacky. Exactly. Like, it's just like, I don't know. When I was a kid, I always wanted one.
Yes.
And I think I did have a couple.
Just with yourself.
Stop it. No. Maybe.
Definitely.
But yeah, like I just think they're so cute, and I think now that I'm an adult, I still secretly want the cheap diamante friendship ones that fit together perfectly like a jigsaw, like
yeah,
to complete me. But I will settle for like just a symbolic sort of matchy kind of necklace.
Yeah,
that you know symbolizes your friendship.
So we got quite a few responses for this actually, and one girl was like, I like it if it's classy, and I was like, yeah,
what a vibe.
Honestly, not that I'm classy, but you
yeah,
know,
we try to be. Everybody wants to be.
Yeah, I don't need to add to the trashiness.
It comes so naturally.
I don't even have to try. Yeah. But the overwhelming response from our poll was that people are vibing the friendship necklace, which surprised me.
Why does it surprise you? Like, we both just said that we would totally keep it.
Yeah, I know, but I sometimes just think it's because I'm a bit lame.
True.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
So, on that note, we're keeping friendship necklaces.
Sweet.
Absolutely.
Love it. Totally on board with that.
Okay, so should we start a bit about talking about our friendship?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've known each other for 22 years?
21, I think.
21 years. I was close.
Yeah.
I was close.
Yeah, you were close.
And I don't know, was it nursery then that we met and made friends?
Do you know what? I don't think it was, now
I don't
that I'm thinking
either.
About it. We met in reception.
Yeah.
So maybe it's 20 years. Maybe we're, like, rounding up again.
Basically, we were small humans.
We were very small.
Very small humans. And I think something that strikes me about our friendship is we weren't always but best of friends. We weren't joint at the hip.
Mm-hmm.
I think our friendship's sort of, like, it's, like, phased in and out of our life. Like, it's always been there.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's consistent in terms of it exists.
Yeah, I think it's existed from when we were young. Like, we were never not friends.
Yeah, exactly.
But we were just not always as close.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think we were in, like, different groups and cliques or whatever.
Different classes. Yeah.
Literally, our whole, so in secondary school and in primary school.
And primary school as well.
Yeah, the whole, everything was like split in half and we just happened to be on the opposite halves.
Yeah.
So I think we probably got close again when we were maybe 15.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
But I think like, we'd always stop and chat if we saw each other in school.
Oh, of course, yeah.
But yeah, I think we kind of got quite close again. And, like, hung out at break times and, like, lunch times. Like, we'd all sit together and stuff.
Oh, I remember break times. I need a break.
Me too.
But I think that's, like, something that's quite nice about friendships in general is they don't have to be the same the whole way through the friendship, if that makes sense. Like,
no.
You can have, like, people who come and go from your life.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, humans, as we've spoken about in our identity podcast, we're dynamic, we change, and teenage years and childhood are the most dynamical times. Like, you have literally no idea who you are, you're still learning, you're still finding yourself. That never really stops, but it's predominantly, like, come on. When you're a teenager, that's, like, the time you know where nothing is certain.
yeah, definitely.
But like, you're just lost most of the time.
I still feel like that.
Yeah, same, but it's not as bad.
No, definitely. And if you are still figuring yourself out, of course your friendships are going to change because you're going to be, like, vibing with different people. If you've got different interests as you grow and evolve, like, the people you want to hang around with will have different interests.
Yeah.
And I think that was something for us, our friendship hasn't really, it's not based on our interests, I just think it's like who we are as people. So like we have very similar values and we do share a lot of similar interests to be fair, but I don't think that's the basis of our friendship.
No, definitely not. I mean, like when we think about our hobbies, they're very different in terms of like, or like our preferences, like for example, I don't think we've ever watched a film together properly because we just have completely different tastes in films.
We just talk through films.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's another thing that I think I love about our friendship is we can literally just put a film on and either not talk or talk all the way through it and there's no pressure to make small talk or pretend to be interested.
100%. I think that's something that I really value, is like comfort in silence.
Absolutely.
And I think when you can sit with someone in complete silence and like not even like acknowledge the silence, like your brain is just somewhere else, but you're mutually there together, mm-hmm. I think that's when I know I'm like, I've found a friend.
Yes, exactly. And you can both just like be on your phone or doing something and nobody feels like it's like you're being ignored or anything like that. It's such a help. I think it's something that I get with family as well, mm-hmm. is that just that there's no pressure to ask how their day was. I mean, you do, because
it's nice
you do
when
care.
You do.
But at the same time, you can
but that's,
just
that's the
sit
important
there
thing.
And just like mong out and rot on the sofa.
Yeah, and I think what you just said about is you do care, that's the important thing. It's like you're not just like making conversation for the sake of it, you're not just filling silence, you're actually asking questions you want to know the answers to because you care about that person.
Yes, that's so true. You don't have to fake it.
Yeah.
You
or actually, like just do it out of politeness or obligation.
Yeah, which the classic like British. Yeah, that's our habit, isn't it?
Definitely.
Just like asking but not really caring. I've spoken to quite a few people and they say other cultures, you know, we'll be like, oh hey, you're right, and we don't, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And they're like, but why did you actually want to know? I didn't have time.
That's so true. Do you know what, this is a bit of a tangent, but isn't it really funny when people are like, oh hey, how are you, and you're like, yeah, great, thanks, you, and then like 5 seconds later you're just complaining about your whole life.
Yeah, absolutely. We are, it's just a habit.
It's
meant to apply. It's so bad.
It's the script.
Oh yeah, and we are very well rehearsed in that. But I think that's the thing with friendship, isn't it? It's quite often we do feel like we're following a script, and it seems like there are things that you should be doing to show that you're a good friend, like, oh, I need to buy them the best present, spend the most money, I need to always be right by their side. And it's just not. Sometimes you can't be physically there for someone. Sometimes maybe you're not in a position where you can be financially there for someone. But it's about finding that person that you can just be yourself around, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think you owe anything to your friends. And okay. I think as soon as anything like owing or feeling guilty, like all of those things come in, it's a very like transactional thought. I've never considered friendships to adhere to that. Like, I would say sometimes acquaintances do. Mm-hmm. Like, I sometimes feel like people I'm not too close with or people that I don't know as well, if they buy me dinner or something, I feel obligated to buy them dinner back. I don't want to be in their debt.
Okay. That's what whereas, you mean by owe.
Yeah. Or like anything emotional either. Like, for example, if my friend was sad, I wouldn't be like, oh, I have to go and comfort them because they're my friend and that's what that means. I'd be like, I don't want them to be sad anymore. That's my friend right there, and they're feeling sad about something I can help them with.
Yeah, I get what you mean, but I do think that I do owe my friends. I think, for me, that's sort of how friendships work. There's like a giving and a taking, a mutual understanding. And it's not that I have to give them something there and then. And it's not, like you said, it's not transactional. It's not about giving back the exact same thing they gave you, and it's not doing it at a detriment to yourself. But I do think that if someone is your friend, like, you should make more effort than you might otherwise.
Yeah, no, I definitely get that. I wouldn't say not owing them is the same as not making an effort.
No, I don't know. I just think that I owe my friends a lot. That's just how my mindset works. And I get where you're coming from. But I just don't know if I completely agree.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe it's a word thing. Maybe it's the way I think about the word owe.
Maybe. Or maybe it's just a different approach to friendships, which again is completely fine.
Yeah,
like, definitely. We don't all approach these relationships and stuff in the same way.
Absolutely, yeah. I think, to be fair, I've been very lucky with my friends in that there isn't any kind of imbalance between what we get and what we give. But I guess that's also partly down to me and the people I choose to be around and give my time to.
Yeah, definitely. I think, for me, I don't feel like there's an imbalance, so to speak. I just think we need different things at different times and... Mm-hmm. I don't know, I'm a complicated human. I'm probably not the easiest person to be friends with sometimes. So maybe that's why I sort of get myself in a little bit of a tiz with it and thinking that I do owe people things because I feel like I'm taking. Maybe it's that. I don't know.
Yeah,
this isn't a therapy session.
It's not, but I also don't think... I think you put too much on being a difficult friend. Like, I don't think you're a difficult person to be friends with in the slightest. You're one of the easiest friendships I've ever had.
Thanks,
girl. You're welcome. This is getting weird and cheesy. But anyway, my point was, like, I do think that the whole sense of owing comes from an insecurity of not being enough. Maybe.
Yeah, do you know what? You're probably right. Maybe I should go and work on this after this recording. I probably won't because I've got a to-do list
Let's
as long
honest.
As my arm.
Yeah.
And also just avoidances. But
yeah.
I love it.
Oh,
babe. But, yeah. I think that's another thing that we almost sort of brought up inadvertently there, is you don't always have to agree with your friends.
No, you don't, absolutely like, not.
I think some of my closest friends are those people who I can have, like, discussions, debates, and... But it's, like, healthy discussions and debates. We're not, like, having a full-on screaming match. We respect what each other is saying completely, and we listen.
Yeah.
And sometimes you learn and you change your mind and you evolve, and I think that's really beautiful. But sometimes you just can't agree on things, like celery.
Oh God, let's start.
Exactly. It's just having that sort of mutual respect and, like,
yeah,
love.
And not feeling like your opinion is the be-all and end-all,
yeah,
of the topic.
Yeah. I think it's nicer almost to have those relationships where you do have things that you disagree on, because mm-hmm. it's really boring agreeing with somebody all
imagine.
The time.
Imagine, yeah.
I know. And also highlight on relationships, because I'm talking like friendships, romantic relationships, family, literally everything. And I think when people think about relationships, they put this emphasis on romance.
Mm-hmm.
And my best and my favourite relationships have always been my friendships.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the classic of, like, your friends will always be there. Like, romantic partners will come and go.
Yeah. I saw a quote, I can't remember, it was probably a meme or something, but it was basically, like, a guy talking to his girlfriend's best friend and her being like, you may or may not be at the wedding, but I definitely will be.
Yes! Oh my, like, gosh. Yes. I love that. I actually love that. But no, I think it's so difficult to find your person. But when you do, like, oh my gosh, you can be sure I am not letting them go.
Oh, legit. I'm, like, stuck to you for life.
Yeah. I mean, look at us. it's been 20 years.
Literally, it's too long now. Like, we just have to deal with it.
It's been two decades.
Imagine if we just stopped being friends. Like, what would the 20 years before?
Yeah.
What a waste.
I'd have a void. What do I put there?
Aww.
Peanut butter?
Probably.
Probably.
In terms of peanut butter. It's going to take a lot of peanut butter to fill that, though.
This is true. But that is the thing, isn't it? Like, making new friends is really hard. I find it really hard. I don't know if it's just because I'm a, like, socially inept or something. But it's really difficult. I think
it can be.
Yeah, I think regardless of how you find uni and how it is for you, like, it's a great opportunity to make friends. Like, things are made very easy for you as a general rule. Like, you're chucked into it, you're all in the same position, socials are set up and things like mm-hmm. that. Like, you're forced to do it.
There are literally, like, events designed to get you talking to other people, like,
yeah. Exactly. But then we're sort of adults now. I say that
we're
very
both still at uni though.
I mean, this is true, not long for me, but and I think that is something that I've started thinking about more and more, because I'm hoping to move to a new city in the next sort of like 5-6 months, is mm-hmm. what do you do? Like, how do I find human beings who will put up with me?
Without playing a drinking game.
Yeah, exactly. Especially in the current climate. Like, let's be honest, it's not easy.
No. I think making friends can be difficult, but I think it's more natural than we sometimes think of it.
Mm.
And, like, sometimes just saying hi really does open up a conversation. Like, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, yeah, that's actually a very good point. And I think acknowledging that a lot of people are going to be in the same situation as you, and also
exactly.
probably be a little bit lonely and a bit scared.
Absolutely. Like, at the end of lockdown, everybody is going to put socialising on, like, one of their top priorities.
Yeah, that scares me.
Yeah, me too. That's actually one of my biggest fears. But, in terms of making new friends, it's going to make it a lot easier, because nobody's going to turn around and be like, why are you talking to me?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, although that is a fear from cliquey high school movies, it so rarely happens in real life.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, especially as you grow up a little bit, it does seem like people tend to be on more of like an equal standing. You don't, yeah. There's not the same sort of cliqueiness. Like, obviously there are still, sort of. But it's just really, really different. And I do think, although making friends is difficult, that there are so many ways that you can go about it. Like, you can join societies and clubs and, like, sports that you've always wanted to do. But also, this might sound a bit weird, especially because I swear we grew up being like, don't talk to strangers on the internet. But talking to strangers on the internet is a great way to make friends.
It really is.
I mean, there's a
safe way to do it.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, please, if you are going to meet up with anybody who you've met online, make sure somebody knows where you're going, who you're meeting. Maybe go with another person, do it in a public place, all of the above. But I've made some of my closest friends online, like, on the internet.
Yeah.
And it's turned out fine. I'm still alive.
It's true, you are still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think the internet is an amazing place, and if you live in, like, a small town, or you don't really get, like, see people face-to-face very often, or if you've lived through a lockdown and a pandemic, you kind of forget that there are people that have the same interests and same hobbies, and that you're not this, like, weirdo kid or weirdo person. So the internet can remind you that there are like-minded people out there. And there's so many of them as well.
So,
like, whatever
many.
Your niche is, there is going to be, like, so many people that also have that same thing that they do with their time.
Absolutely. Like, I think Facebook groups can be a good place to start. So, as I've now decided last episode that I'm an ambassador for Team Knobs, join Team Knobs on Facebook. Lucy Manson, I am so sorry if you don't want me to promote your group, but it's happening.
You just shouldn't have been that awesome then.
It's
your own fault.
Yeah, she played herself. but also, Girls Who Graduate is a really great one. And it's just so supportive. Like,
yeah,
lots
and
of
so
love
many,
flying
like,
around.
Absolutely. And there's so many, like, subgroups of them as well.
Yeah.
So you join the main Facebook group, but then, like, they'll post being like, join this group if you're into this, or
yeah.
There's like a movie night one, there's a reading club. I actually joined a Girls Who Graduate group for a particular phobia, and we kind of just help each other through dealing with that phobia.
Yeah.
And it's really supportive and really helpful, and really mindful as well, like, there's no triggering. It's just like, there's something for everybody on there.
Yeah, you just have to. Yeah, you just have to look for it, and I think that's really scary because we've all got this sort of like inherent fear of rejection. But at the end of the day, if that's the worst thing that could happen, it's worth taking the risk. I think just putting yourself out there. I know it's so much easier said than done, but we're all in a similar position. Like I said before, like, nobody wants to really be completely alone, I think. And yeah, okay, maybe the friends that you make online might not be your closest friends, but that's okay as well. I think something that I remind myself of is that, like, this sounds awful, but, like, different friends can serve different purposes.
Yeah.
So you might have your friend who's really fun and you love going on a night out with, but you don't really want to tell them your deepest, darkest secrets. And then you've got your friend who you would ask for career advice, but you would never go for cocktails with them. And just things like that. I just think it's not a bad thing to have more superficial friendships.
Yeah. No, I don't think it is either. I think, like, you have your close friends. And I think, personally, I like my close friends to be the type of people that I can talk to about anything. But even within them, there are different things that I talk about more, because I'm more comfortable and they can relate to it more and it just feels more natural. It's not that I'm trying not to talk about the other things. It's just that's what happens. It's a natural process.
Yeah.
But there are people that I just enjoy their company. And whatever we're doing, like whether it's a work friend and just being on shift with them makes me happy, or if it's someone that I meet up for coffee with every year, like once a year, I do have friends like that. And I love them as well. Like there's no, like, I wouldn't say they're a really close friend, but I do love them as a friend.
No, I completely get that. And we shouldn't feel a pressure to give the same to every single person.
No.
Because that's just not possible. Because yeah. Either that means that you have very few people in your life, which, like we said with our identity episode, can be dangerous, because if you lose those people for some reason or another, then you don't have much left. But also it gives this pressure to constantly be giving, and that's really hard. Like, that would be exhausting and not really very sustainable. So
yeah.
I think just being mindful of that is really important. You need to just accept, like, you can have acquaintances, you can have friends, you can have work friends, uni friends, childhood friends. Mm-hmm. And that's just, yeah, that's a vibe. And that's totally okay.
There are no rules.
No. Oh, gosh. Thank goodness there aren't. Although, if there were, that might make things easier for people.
Yeah,
like
I am a fan of rules.
Why are we like this? So, Sammy, what would be your top three tips for making new friends?
So, I would say don't be afraid of rejection. And I know that that is much easier said than done. But rejection is a part of life. And it's a really difficult part of life, but like if you just constantly avoid it, then you're not going to experience as much as you possibly can. So in terms of friendship, I would say, yeah, don't be afraid of rejection. If you think you'll get along with somebody, go up to them and talk to them. Second, I would say be yourself. I know that's, again, it's an easier said than done thing, but it's just like, who else would you be? There's no point in like trying to cover up things, or because then like it's, you're just keeping up this pretense, and that's the most exhausting thing you can possibly do.
Yeah, I think that one's so important.
Yeah, and three, I would say get comfortable with silence. Friendships don't have to be constant talking.
As much as we love to babble.
Yeah, we do. So yeah, those would be my top three tips.
They're very good tips. I will be taking those.
Go on then, what are your top three?
Okay, I think my first one would be get involved. I think you can't make friends sitting on the sidelines. That doesn't mean that you have to get involved in something that you don't necessarily want to. But you've got to put yourself out there. Otherwise people, how else are you going to meet people? It doesn't have to be physically putting yourself out there. Like, it could be, like we said, online forums and groups, or anything like that. And so my second one would be
I love that first one, by the way.
Thank you.
Awesome.
My second one would be joining some sort of group, whether that be a sports club, a stitching, what's it called? Stitch and Bitch
what?
Circle.
I've never heard of that.
They sew and they bitch, and I love it.
Can I join without the sewing?
I don't think so.
Damn it.
But that's the thing, isn't it? Like, there really is something for everyone. So,
yeah.
Or it could be, like we said before, an online group. Maybe you want to play Dungeons and Dragons. You can do that online.
Such a good choice.
Honestly, I can tell you guys now, I have played Dungeons and Dragons. I am a wood elf.
I haven't, but I've always wanted to.
Oh, it's good fun, would recommend. And my third thing would be, I think quite similar to one of yours, but just be yourself.
Yeah.
I think that's the only way to form a real connection with somebody is if you are being yourself, setting that precedent from the start almost, not doing anything that makes you like really uncomfortable or is just not you, because then you feel like you need to continue with that sort of like facade, and that's not sustainable. And
also, it also makes a very superficial friendship.
Exactly. I think just looking after yourself in all of this, with all of these tips, being okay being alone as well. But that's a whole other podcast.
Yeah, and I think I also want to just say that we go through phases of wanting to make friends and not wanting to make friends. Sometimes our lives don't have the capacity for new people in it to care about and to give time to. So if you are in a stage of time in your life, that was a really long sentence that was so unnecessary, but if you are at a point in your life where you don't feel like you can accommodate new friends, then don't.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. That's so important in terms of like, if they, almost like a friend has to add something to your life, not in a nasty way, but if it's just going to exhaust you, maybe it's just not the time.
Yeah, just take a step back.
Absolutely. And
it doesn't mean you can never be friends with them again.
No.
It's just that it's not serving you in that moment. And as selfish as it sounds, you come first.
Yeah, sometimes you've got to be selfish.
Yeah.
So, thank you for listening. This was actually meant to be our first episode, but
it was.
There were recording issues many, many a time. So we hope you enjoyed it. If you did, follow us on Instagram at stay_you_boo. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, leave a rating and a review, and follow us on whatever platform you listen on.
And share.
And share. I thought I was.
You
really
said follow
soon.
Twice.
Oh. One day.
Never mind.
But yeah, as well, just get involved and let us know what you want to hear next and what your tips are for making friends, because I need them.
Yeah, 100%. We both do. Like, we're sitting here talking like we're pros, but tips are always welcome.
Yes.
And also keep an eye out for any polls that we do, because we're going to try and include those into our episodes as well.
Yes, absolutely. Combustion Chronicles, we're making it a thing. It's going to happen.
So, as always, guys, stay you, boo.
And we'll speak to you next time.